Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Alabama's Morning News. I'm JT. Here we are into the weekend, and that means some new movies. Kevin Flanagan is here to talk about four new ones in theaters for us this weekend. Kevin, I think we're starting to see less and less streaming movies, trying to get everybody back into the theaters, right?
That's exactly right. And that's good. We like that. We like movies in the theaters. Their popcorn's always better.
Yeah, absolutely. Judy and I love going to the theaters. All right, let's start with the first one opening up this weekend. Angelina Jolie's new movie called Those Who Wish Me Dead. What's this all about?
Yeah, so this is an action-adventure kind of film. Now, they like to call it neo-western. I think it's because it takes place out in the West. But anyway, you got Angelina Jolie, who is a firefighter, a smoke jumper is what they call her, and she's also a former military officer herself. Sorry about that. Anyway, they've got two assassins that are chasing this kid. They killed his dad. They got to kill the kid. The kid ends up in the woods with Angelina. She hides him out in her lookout tower, and then you can imagine where it goes from there. They keep trying to kill him, and she keeps trying to protect him and run through the woods, run through the fires, run through all that kind of stuff. So a lot of action, a lot of adventure, a lot of fire. You'll see a lot of smoke in this movie.
All right, the second one, I don't think this is my cup of tea. After I saw the first one, I'm like, I can't do it anymore. But the Saw movie series, here comes the number 9 film in that cluster there called Spiral. Now, this can't be any better than the rest of them.
Any better or any worse. Yeah, right. This is new. This is different. They've got a different bad guy. Jigsaw is not in this one. If you recall, he was a bad guy in the first 8. So they've got a wannabe. They've got a guy who's out there as a copycat. And so the police officers, which are, by the way, Chris Rock, Samuel L. Jackson, those are the older guys that remember the early days. And they're recognizing some patterns here, but they're also recognizing some differences. So if you like the Saw films, you're going to get the same kind of creepy game being played by him on the younger cop this time in this movie.
Hmm. Is it just as gory and violent?
Oh, yes, sir, it is.
Oh, okay. Now, I love Chris Rock. I love Samuel L. Jackson, but I'm not going on this one. All right, the third movie opening up this weekend, an international thriller, basically based on a true story, correct? It's called Profile. What's going on?
Yeah, so you've got a young journalist, Amy Whitaker, who is determined to figure out why all these young European girls decide to go to work with ISIS or go marry an ISIS warrior and become part of the cause and the movement. She's trying to write the article. She's having trouble getting the insights that she wants. So she decides to set up a fake Facebook profile, look like a newly converted Muslim, and see if she can get a recruiter interested in her. Well, she does. And he begins to recruit her, and she begins to get a look at what that whole process looks like. And then, again, based on a true story, she begins to fall romantically for this recruiter. And we can just kind of figure out where it goes from there. There is a book about it. So hopefully the author survived, right?
Wow. Crazy. I mean, I remember when it kind of struck home here with this girl from Hoover High School that decided she wanted to go join ISIS and then got there and realized, not such a good idea and wanted to come back. But the U.S., I still believe to this day, has said, sorry, you left to go join a terrorist organization and not so much an open door for you back here. So, all right, that one's called Profile. The fourth movie opening up this weekend, Finding You. What's this one all about?
Yeah, so after the first three we went through, if you see them all, you may need to take a breath and just relax and enjoy some beautiful scenery and a very safe, simple tale. And so that's what this one brings you. You've got a young girl, Finley Sinclair, who falls for a young guy. Well, the girl is a failed musician, basically. She's gone to do a summer in Ireland. While she's there, she meets this young fella who's filming a movie. And kind of falls for him, even though she tries really hard not to. And so you can kind of figure out where it goes from there. Does he really like her? Is he an actor? Does she want an actor? Does he, you know, all that kind of stuff happens, plays out. It's a PG movie. It's safe for the kids, the teenagers anyway. And it's beautifully shot in a beautiful place in Ireland. So those are the ones we have this weekend. Hey, you want to know about more about those or others coming to the theaters, you can go to KevinTheMovieGuy.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.